The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
I wondered if this would happen, and it did. It did. Sadly, well, fortunately, no one was hurt. What am I talking about? Well, I'll tell you. Hey, thank you for joining me. This is Bob Burney Live, and it's the 5 o'clock hour. It's almost 7 minutes after the top of the hour. And my telephone number is 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. There is no limit to the greed and sometimes the pure stupidity of humans, of people. If you're on social media at all, you have probably seen the dozens of pictures of people down in the Southeast at gas stations filling up plastic bags, plastic containers with gasoline. There are dozens of pictures of people trying to hoard gas. We're going to run out of gas, so we got to go hoard gas. We got to go down to the gas station and get more than what we certainly need. And I saw videos of people at gas stations with plastic garbage bags, and they're filling them with gasoline and then trying to tie a knot over it and then throwing it into the back of their car. It's like a time bomb. Well, I am looking at a photograph of a Hummer, a big Hummer, and it is torched. It is totally destroyed because the owner of the Hummer put gasoline into plastic bags. And the thing went up in flames. Fortunately, no one was hurt, but the Hummer is a complete loss. All because people were hoarding gasoline and doing just stupid things. I mean, you don't have to be a college graduate to know you don't put a flammable liquid like gasoline in a plastic garbage bag. You don't do that. No. And, okay, I'm going to chase a rabbit here for a minute, okay? Forgive me for chasing a rabbit. But the other night on one of the evening news programs, they were highlighting the campaign that this woman is undertaking, and it is her desire to reconfigure every gasoline can container sold in America. Well, that's one of my pet peeves. Because have you bought a gas can lately? They're all worthless. They're absolutely worthless. They are so safety. They're unusable. You can't use them. They're so double, triple, quadruple designed to be safe, to protect people from their own stupidity. You know? So anyway, this lady, we already have gas cans that are unusable. And a whole bunch of you are agreeing with me right now. You know exactly what I'm talking about. The last 3 gas cans that I have purchased at one of the big box stores, they're worthless. Yeah, basically you have to take the spout off and use a funnel to put it in your car, your lawnmower, lawn tractor. They're already worthless because they've been over-designed to try to protect people from their own stupidity. Well, this lady wants them to be redesigned again because she has discovered that a lot of people pour gasoline onto bonfires after they're already burning. All right, folks. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know you don't pour gasoline on a fire that's already burning. You don't do that. Well, what she discovered is that even in these hyper-engineered safety, double, quadruple safety gas cans, that if people do that, there is a little spurt of air that goes out and increases the risk of not an explosion, but a jet, if you will, a jet of gasoline spewing out of the gas can. And so I'm sitting there, and the local news is going, isn't this wonderful? If one person is saved from burns, this would be great. And I'm sitting there thinking, no, you already can't use these gas cans anyway. Don't make it worse to protect some. Anyway, all right. End of rabbit chase. I just saw this picture of this Hummer down in Florida, and I thought, oh my goodness, greed and stupidity, and when you put those things together, wow. So anyway, I just wondered how many fires would occur and possibly serious injury, even death, with all of these people down in the Southeast filling bags, trash bags, grocery bags with gasoline, trying to hoard it because there's going to be a shortage. Well, evidently, at least it's happened a few times. And I pray that no one gets hurt. But what crazy times we're living in. But any time, do you remember when the whole COVID thing started? You couldn't find toilet paper. You all remember that, right? To this day, has anybody explained to you why COVID-19 would cause you to run out and buy an entire grocery store full of toilet paper? Has anybody explained why we needed toilet paper because of COVID-19? Does anybody know what COVID-19 had to do with toilet paper? And yet, everybody heard, there's going to be a shortage of toilet paper. You got to go get toilet paper. Okay, we're going to rent a trailer and fill that old trailer with toilet paper and stock our whole garage with toilet paper because we're all going to run out of toilet paper. We've got to go down and get toilet paper. Well, why do you need the toilet paper? Because of COVID. What does COVID? It's a respiratory thing. It affects your lungs, your breathing. So why do you need toilet paper? I don't know, but my neighbor, they ran out and got a bunch of toilet paper. If they got toilet paper, I gotta get toilet paper too. human nature. Oh my goodness. All righty. Enough of that. We got to take a break. Oh, my goodness. I remember going to Costco, and they had big signs up. No toilet paper. They had it out in the parking lot. They had people in the parking lot with signs. We don't have any toilet paper. Really? Okay. When we come back, the insanity at some of our prestigious universities.
Today's news, God's Word, and your thoughts. This is Bob Burney Live.
You know, you used to go to the university to get educated. You used to go to the university to, you know, to get smart. Now you go to the university and you come out as dumb as a rock. You can't. You can't be as dumb as possible unless you attend some major public universities in America and around the world. That's the only way you can get really, really, really dumb. You can't be born this dumb. You have to go to school to get this dumb. What am I talking about? Headline. Penn State. Yes, our beloved Big Ten foe, Penn State. Penn State will no longer use terms like freshman, junior, senior, because the terms are sexist and non-inclusive. Yeah. Oh, and it gets worse. Here it is. On April 27th, Penn State's Faculty Senate announced the passage of an inclusive language resolution that has banned the use of, quote, paternalistic terms such as freshman, junior, senior, upperclassman, underclassman. The Senate Committee on Curricular Affairs passed the resolution titled, here's the title of the resolution, Removal of Gendered and Binary Terms from Course and Program Descriptions. A portion of the resolution reads this way, and I'm quoting. Not making this up, this is not the Babylon Bee. Quote, the university, as with most all academic institutions worldwide, has grown out of a typically male-centered world. As such, many terms in our lexicon carry a strong male-centric binary character to them. Terms such as freshman are decidedly male-specific, while terms such as upperclassman can be interpreted as both classist and sexist. Okay. I want to talk to all of the women in my audience right now, just for a minute. I want to talk to all the women. Now I want to talk to all the women who has gone to college or university. Or, well, let's broaden that a little bit. All of the women who have gone to high school or college. When you were a freshman, okay? I'm talking to the women. When you were a freshman in high school or a freshman in college, did even one of you sit around going, I am so upset that I'm being called a fresh man. I am not a man. I am not a male. I cannot believe that they're calling me a sexist, classist term like fresh man. Anybody? Or junior? You say, wait. Okay, fresh man, that has man in it. But what about junior? Well, they explain. Junior and senior are also exempt from the Senate's inclusive microscope because such terms are parallel to Western male father-son naming conventions. A junior, a senior, that's male-dominated. So they have banned them. No more junior, senior, freshman, upperclassman, lower. No. Quote, terms like freshman, sophomore, that's not paternalistic, sophomore, that's got to go too. Terms like freshman, sophomore, junior, and senior will now be replaced with first year, second year, third year, or fourth year. Did they give you warm fuzzies? You're not a freshman anymore. You're first year. You're not a sophomore. You're second year. You're not a junior. No. You're third year. And by all means, you are not a senior. I don't know about you, but I remember when I became a senior in high school, that was super cool. And I don't remember any of the girls complaining about it. We're seniors, yeah! And in college, when I finally became a senior, wow. Well, no more. You're fourth year. And upperclassmen and lowerclassmen will now be referred to as upper division and lower division. The resolution also recommends that the university make editorial updates to all of our course and program descriptions to reflect the changes in order to remove gendered terms. We suggest that the university consider changes to all written materials, including recruiting materials, admissions materials, scholarship information, housing materials, other outward-facing documents, internal documents, and website, to take out all gender specific terms, except, are you ready for this? Except the term feminism. That is exempt. No, I'm not making this up. Feminism is okay. Everything else has got to go. Like I said, you're not born this dumb. You got to go to university. You got to get an education to get this dumb. Oh, my goodness. The things that are of vital importance to our current educational community. Now, we laugh. We say, well, that's Penn State. Hey, listen. The Ohio State University is not above this kind of dumbness. It's rampant. It's contagious. Yeah, it's like a pandemic of stupidity. All right, we'll be back.